Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to the Judy Joy Jones Show. I am so excited about tonight's show. I just can't wait to bring up our guests. We are privileged to have a rock band called The Blooms. The Blooms consist of four members, and they have one goal, and they're going to make that goal. They want to be and are going to be the number one rock band on earth. And you are just listening to a song by them that we opened the show with, White Walls. So I hope you enjoyed that, and I will bring them up in just a minute. I'm going to tell you briefly that we have a couple of really, really cool shows coming up. On Tuesday night, we have Dr. Bruce Goldberg. He wrote Past Lives, Future Lives, plus 19 other books. He's a past life regressionist and a future life progressionist. Dr. Goldberg, his second book is about a woman that he hypnotized. And he took her back, and she was able to witness herself being murdered. And what happened is she stopped that murder. And so that murder never took place, which is why she was now able to be here in this life. And the man is absolutely a genius, way ahead of his time, so please do check in with us on Tuesday night. And on Thursday night, Christopher Moon, the inventor of the telephone to the dead, is our guest. That may sound strange, but basically the psychics that we all seek out so readily today are the telephones ahead of their time. And actually, there is a physical telephone that we can contact our loved ones on the other side. And Christopher says that every night he talks to people on the other side, including the inventor of the light bulb, Thomas Edison. Well, Thomas Edison was working on the phone for the dead, the telephone for the dead, before he died. And people thought, oh, he's just gotten old, he's over the hill. But no, he really wasn't. He was ahead of his time because he did feel there would come a time we'd pick up a telephone, just like we do now, and call our relatives or whoever on the other side. Well, anyway, Christopher will be here with us on Thursday night. I heard him on Coast to Coast, a George Norrie show, which used to be Art Bell show. And I thought, my gosh, you know, finally the telephone is here. So sure enough, he's going to be our guest. But let me go ahead without any more time going by. Let me bring up our guest. Hello?
Hey. Hey, how are you?
Fine. How are you doing?
Doing well. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Now, who am I talking to?
This is Caleb. Caleb Mayo.
Caleb Mayo. Oh, okay. And what instrument do you play in the Blooms?
I play guitar.
You play the guitar. I was just wondering, because I have your names, but I thought, uh-oh, I didn't put what instrument, what y'all do or anything. Are you, Caleb, are you like the founder of the Blooms? Or?
Well, me and David are. David's a front man. He's a singer and lead guitarist. And we've been playing together forever. So we just kind of moved into the Blooms.
How cool is that? I am so excited. I really, really enjoyed your White Waltz. Now, did y'all write that piece?
Yes.
Oh, you're good. How long did it take you to do that? Did you just get together and kind of?
Yeah, most of it was David's idea. I'll let David tell you about it.
Hey, David, you're on the line with us. How are you?
Well, how are you?
Fine, thanks. You're David Dean, right?
Right.
Oh, I'm glad you're on board. How cool is that? So, yeah, go ahead and tell us about that. The White Waltz.
Oh, basically just got the idea, sketched it out, and sketched it out.
Okay.
And then just laid it, recorded it. And the song ideas come pretty quick. Recording takes quite a while, but the ideas for the songs we usually hash them up pretty fast, and then didn't really take our time meticulously recording, trying to get it the way we want everything to be. So.
Now, did I did play it through to the end, or did I miss something?
No, you played it through the end. I was amazed. Yeah.
Okay, because the way it ended was a little interesting because I wasn't quite sure. I thought, oh no, did I cut it off too soon? I really wanted it to go all through the end. So that's a cool way it ended. I'll have to listen to that again. I hadn't listened all the way to the end. So, well, do y'all write a lot of songs, or, how do you have you written a lot together?
Yeah, I mean, I would say it's, writing and recording is probably we spend most of our time writing and recording, as a...
Writing, too, okay, because I didn't realize...
Yeah, that's kind of our main, that's our main thing is writing and just trying to come up with as many great songs as we possibly can,
Well, is Dan Morrow and is it Elide or Elid Fish?
Elide. It's
Elide.
Fish. Yeah.
Are they here tonight?
No.
No. No, they're not.
Okay. Now, what does Dan Morrow, what instrument is he? What is he in the band?
He plays bass. He plays a lot of instruments, but with us, he plays the bass.
Oh, okay. And so is he, the bass players are usually pretty easy to get. What about Elon? I'm sorry, was it Elon? Go ahead and pronounce it.
Yeah, it's Elon.
Eli.
Yeah.
What does he do?
He's a drummer. He's our drummer.
He's your drummer. Okay.
Yeah.
The drummer might often be the rebel. They have a unique thought, I think. That's a cool name, too. I wonder where he came up. Is that his real name? I'm just curious.
Yeah, it's he's Israeli. That's his real name.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. Now, you are not related to Amelia Bloom, are you?
No.
No, but we know Amelia.
How do you know her? I'm just curious because someone sent me an email about you, and with your name, they also said, why don't I check her out? And so I was thinking, they must be brothers and sisters or something, but you're not.
No.
No, the Blooms, that's nobody's last name. That's just the name that we came up with back, I guess, last fall. But Amelia, she's a 13-year-old girl, and she's from the UK.
Mhm.
And
go ahead.
Yeah, we just ran across we have a couple of mutual friends. So.
Okay, because she's going to be actually on our show Sunday night, and you know I thought, well, that's kind of weird though, because I thought, well, she's in the UK over there in Australia or whatever. Surely they couldn't be related. And then,
I'm sorry, she is from Australia.
Australia, yeah, she's way over there. So, and where are y'all located?
Right now, we're based out of Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Oh, Tulsa! Wow. Okay.
We're in the middle.
You're in the middle. Okay.
We're in the flyover zone.
Okay. Well, what about California? Do y'all ever come out here? Way out here?
Yes,
I think
California a lot.
Yeah, between September and December, I think they're out there four or five times.
Oh, you got four or five gigs. Okay.
I think it was four times.
Are you going to be in the Bay Area, San Fran?
Hopefully, sometime. We don't, have any plans to be, but I'm sure that'll change.
But you're going to be, like, having gigs where, around L.A. area?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's exciting. I'm sure that y'all tour, like, all the time, right? I mean, you gig all the time. You'd have to get your stuff out there. Do you find, like, when you're on the road, is that pretty tiring? Or are you so excited it doesn't matter? You're happy to be doing your music or whatever?
Well, you know, when we used to play a lot. Now, our main focus is, like I said, we're writing and we're pursuing publishing and trying to get some. Because our main thing is we want to get our songs into the media and I don't know, TV, film, video games, whatever,
Sure.
And because the most important thing is to be able to do this and make a living at it. And right now, it's just the most economical thing for us is to not be out on the road spending $15 billion in gas and.
Yeah, that's my
idea. It's just economically right now, it doesn't make any sense to be doing that.
Like you could do it online, have some live performance.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, the internet has changed everything. And
mm-hmm.
The one reason why the music industry is so screwed up is because they still haven't figured that out. They're way behind in their thinking. But hopefully,
mm-hmm.
We're way ahead of them. We want to be ahead of the time and thinking ahead to where things are going, not just where they were and where they are. So we're trying to be really proactive in the way and our strategy and how we approach how we're going to get our stuff out there. Because it's after doing this for a little while, we finally just came to the point. It's a lot more important to us to have a song that's going to be in a format that's going to continue on. We love playing live. I mean,
Oh, sure.
There's nothing like there's nothing like getting out and playing and people loving your stuff and actually seeing, you know, people, their faces and how they respond to your stuff. I mean, there's nothing like that.
Oh, yeah.
But at the same time, it's the same, that's a moment in time. And you go and you play, you
mm-hmm.
have a great time. And then those people leave, and it's a memory. But when you have a format, when you have your song in a, you know, on a CD, or when it's, you know, it's, you know, it's in a film or a TV show, or a, you know, that's gonna continue for quite some time. And so, marketing and getting our stuff into formats that are gonna be ongoing and continue on are way more important to us right now than just going out and doing these little, you know.
Immediate gratification performances.
Exactly, because I mean,
yeah.
Exactly, you know, I mean, and you know, because we want to get to the point where you know people know who you are, they know our songs, and we can go out. We don't have to worry about money. We can go out, we can tour, we can do it right, and establishing ourselves, you know, on through the internet, through media,
mm-hmm.
TV, and different things like that. Establish our name and our songs that way, and then we go out and play.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. You know, it's like my guest on Tuesday night, Dr. Bruce Goldberg. He does all of his hypnotherapy sessions now internationally with a webcam online. And, you know, to me, that you're ahead of your time thinking that way because that's the way it is. It's, you know, why spend the gas and the hotels and the motel? Because you can have your little online performance. You know, actually, Blog Talk Radio, where you are right now this minute, touches millions of people worldwide. And the beauty of this show is that you can have it, you can download it, even if the people couldn't, you know, actually listen, like they're in some part of the world where they're not able to listen live, but they can download the archives free of charge. And they're able to just listen to you like, you know, you were in their living room. And I think that's really, you know, like that song that we played, that could touch millions and millions of people. So, you know, I feel like what we're doing right this moment is ahead of its time. And, in fact, you're soon not going to even need a telephone to plug into Blog Talk Radio. You're just going to need, like, a microphone. And you plug it into your computer and you're on. You won't even have to pay a long-distance charge. So I'm really with you all on that one because, to me, like...
What's the thing? I mean, you know, you can show up at a venue and play to 300 people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, which is, you know, which is, as long as certain other things are happening, it makes a whole lot of sense. But but still, at the end of the day, you know, you can show up and you can invest your economics and your time and your resources into showing up, you know, driving 600 miles and
yeah,
packing your gear and setting up and dealing with stuff and playing for 300 people.
Yeah.
Or you can focus on the world and understanding that, like, you know, there's a way instead of just sitting up playing to 300 people, you can have your song going to, you know, 300,000 people. You know,
that's
at
right.
The end of the day, at the end of the day, if it's just for us, and I mean, you know, I mean, most bands, I mean, the live thing, that's what they do. And if you took that away, then there'd be nothing. But as far as, you know, for us, it's a matter of, you know, what we do is more theatrical. It's bigger. It's more of a spectacle. And so it's for us, it's more important that, you know, like getting our stuff being known and heard by the masses, you know, as far as like, because our stuff kind of tends to, you know, if you listen to our songs, I mean, you'd be able to put your finger on what I'm talking about. But, you know, like Red Hot Chili Peppers, they're a live band, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's about going and hearing them live, you know.
Right, right.
But
here and now,
But we're a completely different animal than what they're doing, and it's all.
Well,
about
where can people, by the way? Oops, I forgot to even ask you. Where can they get your like the song we just played, White Walls? Where can they get that?
Caleb, where can they get it?
Well, it's we have it uploaded to iTunes, but it hasn't gone live yet. It should be live in the next couple of weeks. I think you can actually download it from our MySpace, and if you can't, it'll be there'll be a version of it downloadable from our website, which is thebloomsonline.com. If it isn't now, it will be in the next couple of days.
TheBloomsOnline.com. Okay, are y'all on CD Baby?
Yeah, we're also listed on CD Baby. I'm not sure if that has gone live yet, but
it very shortly will.
Because
I know they got on Amazon.com, and so if you're on the, and you, because I have friends that are on that, and so they have a digital thing with Amazon.com where they can digitally download your whole CD or your MP3 thing, and then also they can do each song. So, it just dawned on me. I didn't tell people where to get that song, which we need to know. Everybody wants to know, you know, how can they possibly find out? So they can always reach you through your website. You have your email and everything on your website, on MySpace, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, and it's BLOOMS, an S at the end. So
yeah.
I want to make sure we get that S, that all-important S. And well, what are your plans? What are you doing now? What are y'all working on? What are you working on, another, you know, album or?
We finish this album. We only have five songs on this one.
Okay.
But we're really working on songs and you know, getting the full product together. So it's just great, you know.
Sure. Yeah. You wanted to be a Do you actually try to get other people to do your stuff too, you know, in the industry or not? Or do you all just stick to you doing it and getting it in, you know, in the format and getting it out?
David?
What? I'm not sure what you're asking.
Do you actually go to other performers to perform your own original music?
No.
No, you haven't done that. Okay. I didn't know,
no.
You know, sometimes songwriters who more or less go towards just songwriting kind of do that, but
yeah.
I wasn't quite sure. Yeah, it's kind of like with a new, what we're doing now on the internet where it can touch everybody at once from every country on the earth and the planets we're going to be inhabiting, why not really, you know, grab hold of this and get into this? Because if y'all were over here now, let's say I'm in San Francisco, so if you were here now, by the time you got here and you spent the gas, you got a motel, and I paid the money to go see you and record you live, you know, you can imagine. So I think this is great. Yeah, we're touching a lot more, a lot faster. Do you actually, now 4 people are in your band right now, do y'all change that, or is that pretty much it, 4 people, or do you, you know, see yourself hiring more people or having more people?
It's pretty much standard. 4 guys make up the band, but we're actually, you know, when we play live, when we get to that point where we're playing live all the time, I think we're probably going to hire, you know, another guitar player and a guy that plays keyboards, you know, just not actually as a member of the band, but just as a hired musician to fill out certain spots in the music.
I see. So you're kind of open to what you need at the moment, and they're going to be. So the original person or the original people of this band are who?
Dave.
Is that David Dean?
David, you there?
Yeah.
Hello. David may be quiet. I was just trying to.
I didn't catch the question. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's all right. I was just trying to figure out who actually started the Blooms.
Caleb and I.
Oh, you two. Okay. So the other two are like, you got them on. Okay, cool. Well, I wanted to tell people out there as well that you can call in and ask questions if you'd like. And the number to call in is 347-326-9915. 347-326-9915. And I know this is a little late for especially, let's say, Sunday night. So I understand that. But, again, you can download this show anytime you want, 24/7. There's no charge right now. And I would, you know, strongly urge anyone that is listening to share it with everyone, because when someone tells me they're going to be number one in the world, I tend to listen. I feel that we know things that we're saying even before they're happening. And my ears perked up, and I thought, okay, I can see that. I can see it quite easily. And Have y'all been over in Europe at all?
No, not yet. We were supposed to go last summer. We wound up not going, but have plans to go. You know, we have the desire to go everywhere, you know.
Yeah, Europe would probably be pretty cool, like Amsterdam. You know, I can think of a few spots that would really be open, you know, to music like that. And you never know who you're contacting with and all this. I noticed that they did feature our show tonight, but the little emblem thing that they put up, is that yours? Did you actually check it out, that pink thing that says the Blooms? I don't know if you saw that on the homepage of Blog Talk.
I didn't see that. I'm not actually on the deal online, but I think you're talking about the logo. Caleb designed that.
Which one are you talking about, like the big, like, flaming bird?
No, they didn't use that. They actually
found... I
think
the wrong
it was hard...
I guess you're talking about the album thing with a little plant, a little flower.
I think that's it, yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay.
That's just some wallpaper.
That's wallpaper. Oh, okay, because I couldn't figure out. I didn't think, you know, when I looked today, I thought, oh, they didn't feature them. Oh, well, too bad. And then I looked again, and I thought, wait a minute, this says the Blooms music. Oh, okay. And I thought, well, where did they get that from? Because I didn't see that. You know, that wasn't something that y'all had given me, I think, the flaming thing or whatever it was, but... I never saw
big
pictures, y'all.
Bird.
Yeah, the bird. And then when I was listening to you sing, I thought, wait a minute, I think this must be girls in the back. You know, I got confused because I haven't seen your picture. And I thought, wait a minute. It's kind of intriguing. If I ever hear you're close to me in San Fran, I'll come see you so I can kind of see y'all in motion and see what's going on. But San Francisco is a pretty cool area. You know, if you ever want to come out here, let me know, because there's quite a few places that you could certainly...
There's a lot of places in San Francisco.
Oh, yeah.
Really cool.
Mm-hmm.
We can bring the burning bird.
Yeah. Seen that bird. Put it in your darn backpack. Come on out here, boys. Let me tell you, there's a lot going on here. We're making a lot of money here on gay marriages, so I think anything goes in San Fran. This is a city where it's at, so anything you want to do here, it's open, it's ready, and it's pretty friendly, you know?
Yeah,
actually,
maybe we should bring more than one burning bird.
That's right. This is a city of liberalism, and... everybody's setting up their little places, you know, to perform their little marriages, and everybody's happy. They're making money. And I thought, well, you know, this is an unusual place. Not for somebody conservative, but, you know, actually it's been known for music for, gosh, you know, how long? From Janis Joplin to Jim Morrison to all of them, you know, kind of walked the streets here. So, well... Actually, you know, if you wanted people to know more about you, now, when your music, would you be able to say, well, this is rock music? Am I saying that right when I put y'all into that genre? Is it rock music or?
I don't even think about stuff like that.
Yeah, I know.
I would say it's rock, but hey.
Yeah, it's kind of hard, really,
There's a lot of elements. You know, there's a lot of elements. There's rock, there's pop, there's Broadway, there's all kinds of weird stuff going on. So, I mean, there's classic. I mean, it's a lot of things. And, I mean,
I understand. It's really impossible.
I would hate it to be just rock. I'd hate it to be just anything.
Yeah, to just put it in
just
a little... Well, maybe
I would eat...
Who were you influenced by? I mean, who was it when you were growing up that kind of got you on the road to where you are now? Or is it just totally original, which happens, you know, that can... You're not influenced. You just, you know, it comes through you or whatever.
I don't know. I'd say for me, probably, you know, as a kid, especially becoming a teenager, you know, when I heard Bohemian Rhapsody, I was probably like 13 or 14. Mm-hmm. And just took my breath away. And I was like, you know, because, you know, as a kid coming up, you know, I started playing music when I was really young. It's, you know, started Caleb.
Mm-hmm.
And, I don't know. Always heard these big sounds in my head and these, you know, big movements and stuff like that. And I never did hear it anything else, and, you know, on the radio or on MTV. But I remember when I heard Bohemian Rhapsody, I was like, that's it. That's, you know.
Huh. And that was it. You could feel that come in. Huh.
And
well, how old were you when you started doing music?
I was probably 4 or 5.
Whoa. You had parents that were doing music or relatives, or how did you do that so young?
No, just my brother, he had guitars laying around, and when he would go to school, I was making it, I'd play them, you know.
Wow.
Caleb, you know, his dad played guitar, and that's kind of how what he got him started, but it was my brother, you know.
Your brother. Did your parents encourage you or not encourage you or tell you to throw that thing down? You weren't going to make any money with that, or what?
I've been told that before.
You've heard that before?
I've heard that before.
Yeah, really? That's the old standard. You're not going to make money with that.
Well, you know, I guess, sure, I heard that. I have a habit of not listening to people.
Yeah.
So I'm sure I've heard that. I just wasn't paying attention.
He's got a habit of that. Not listening to people.
Well, you know, it worked. It got him. It got us this far, you know. Just don't even listen. I mean, most people. I think that music is like a. It's a different thing than like words, where you're writing something, or you know, like a poem, or It's a different thing, and it's hard to really talk about it. You know, I'm really amazed that y'all can come on a show like this and put it into words, because you know, really, I guess the most that I can find out about you, for you know, the people out there that are listening that want to know about you, obviously, is about your family or where you grew up and what your influences were, where you're going and all that, because maybe the music itself just there's no words to describe what's going on there other than to listen to the music, you know. And, of course, that's what we want everybody to do, is to hear your music. Why don't you give your website one more time?
It's thebloomsonline.com.
Okay, thebloomsonline.com. And you're on MySpace as well, right?
Yeah,
it's myspace.com/thebloomsonline. Yeah, not the balloons, but the blooms, like flower blooms.
Yeah.
Why people think you're saying they're all the balloons. It's like, what? he would name himself the balloons.
Who knows?
It's not like I'm saying balloons. I mean, how do you get balloons from balloons?
It's easy. It's not hard. Actually, I accidentally typed in bloom, B-L-O-O-M, and there was a band, the bloom, and I thought, oh, my God. So I had to, you know, add that S, and so, you know, it's like, make sure you got the right. I can see why. Sometimes I wonder, why do these bands come up with these kind of different far-out names? But maybe that's it, you know, to keep them, you know, separate from the Joneses or the Smiths or whatever, where there might be. I know, I can't ask you this, and maybe you can tell me, maybe you can't, but what age group would you say that your music would buy your music the most? What age group?
Oh, that's a tough one.
Is it? Oh, okay.
I would say any age group with a pulse.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. Okay. Young, old, everybody. I mean, it's familiar music.
Yeah, it is, actually.
There's something. I mean, it's totally stylistically, it's original, but it's familiar.
Yes, you're absolutely, because I was trying to genreize it. When I was listening to it before the show started, when I was playing it, I thought exactly that. I couldn't put it in a category or an age, like, you know. It just didn't have that, which is cool. You know, that means it really is eternal music. I mean, it's not like something, oh, that's for teeny boppers or that, you know. It's not rap. It's not this. It's not that. So, you know, you've hooked into to a timeless thing. But wouldn't it be easier as far as making money if it was like one group or?
What do you
mean? I mean, you have to think about it. I mean, like demographics.
Like, one group.
Yeah. The whole idea of demographics is something that happened. It basically, it's like explaining things that people were already doing. You know, it's like, and that's the problem with like the music industry now is that instead of like, you know, people that are musically, you know, musical and just intelligent. I'm just gonna say intelligent. Those aren't the people that are running the music industry. It's accountants and people that are crunching numbers, and it's demographics. And the bottom line is it's like the chicken and the egg. You know, it's like.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, it's like when you try to like, okay, let's demographically strategize.
Yeah.
Just, you know,
yeah.
Come up with something good and stick it out there and people buy it. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, those are the bean counters, the people that are the money people and the music people are way different, you know, night and day. They don't.
Well, the thing is, like demographics, it's like a way to intentionally replicate something that happened.
Over and over, yeah.
That happened unintentionally because somebody did something great. You know, it's like, oh, that person did something great. So what I'll do is, like, I'm going to gather all their information, and then I'm going to go over here and make something else. And I'm working to those same people, but the bottom line is if you don't have the talent and the gifts and the intelligence and the greatness that those people had, you can demographic out your ass. It's not going to matter.
No.
And that's
it's not going to matter. No, but I mean, I guess they, you know, the left-brained or the real analytical, you know, money people, they have to have that kind of thinking, whereas, you
well,
know,
the
they don't have
the money when it comes in. You know, those are the people that should be like, should be there when the money comes in. Those are not the people that you want. Because, I mean, those are maintainers. Those are like people that keep stuff organized. Those are not people that are going to create anything.
No,
yeah, they
they're not.
Life. But
no.
They belong at the end of the process, not at the beginning. And that's
right.
Things right now. Those people don't belong. You know, the creative people, the people that think outside the box, the people that say the hell with it, those are the people that you want at the front of it. And, you know, then all the other people want to play with their blocks and come in, you know, when the money's coming in. You know.
Oh, what's that? It sounds like a rocket ship to the moon back there. Do you hear
somebody's lighting fireworks. Let me get out of the way.
Oh, you're kidding. You're actually it. Oh, my God.
It is rocket ships to the moon. And they won't just
on our way.
To the moon.
Way to another planet here. Well, yeah, I think that the money thing with the music industry, so many people realize there's a lot of money in music, and so they hop in there and they go, well, we'll find just somebody, you know, and make them famous or whatever. It just doesn't work that way, but, you know, if it does, fine, but I would think it wouldn't. You know, what appeals to people musically is usually kind of mysterious.
Well, I mean, you know, okay, something is either great or it's not, you know, and if it's not great, it's not great. You know, like there's great and then there's not great.
Yeah,
and the thing is, like, the not great is a lot more accessible. The not great is a lot easier to cookie cutter and press out and send out there. But the bottom line is, it isn't great, and the great may be a lot harder to you know, may take a lot longer to get out there. But you're gonna have more dividends and more benefits by focusing on the few great ones than just the massive crap.
Yeah, but I guess the managers and the agents, they want that, you know, flash in the night, in the light. They want somebody that's going to be that multi-billionaire maker for them, and then.
Well, they don't have anybody like that. There's nobody doing that, you know.
Nobody
those
doing
days
that.
Gone.
Well, the Beatles did, but
yeah,
there's nobody today, huh?
Yeah, I mean,
they had the songs to sustain them, too. I mean, the songs that are coming out now, they're just not timeless. They're not familiar. You know, I mean, they have, like, little hooks, but they're, you know, they're nothing to keep you hooked.
Yeah, they're kind of here today, gone today. Well, I do actually personally like rap music in that it's, I feel like it's, you know, our time, or it's telling the history of today. I don't know how long it will be here, but it is like historic. But whereas when I heard your music tonight, I really couldn't categorize it. You know, rap music, I think, oh, okay, that's like a telling, it's like a talking history book of who we are and what's in our inner cities and all this kind of stuff. But how long it's here, I don't know, you know.
See, the thing about rap music, the thing about hip-hop and all that stuff, what's amazing about that is that,
yeah,
you're right, it is kind of like a social commentary, but it's a social commentary of, like, a very small group of people. You know, that's the reason why country music is so huge. Because
why is that?
What's that?
Why is country music so huge?
Well, it's so huge because okay, like, you know, if you were to get in your car and just, like, and you could be blindfolded and not, like, kill yourself and,
mm-hmm.
and say, okay, I'm going to drive for an hour, set your alarm, and in an hour when the alarm goes off, I'm going to stop
mm-hmm.
my car, I'm going to get out. If you were to do that, you would be in a small town.
Mm-hmm.
You'd be in a small town that's about families and kids going to school and football and beer and cookouts. That's where you're going to want to be. You're not going to want any, and you could do that. You could do that for 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And most likely, every time you stopped, you would be in a small town with people that are just traditional kind of people, you know.
Right.
That's why it's like America is mostly made up of people like that. You know, the whole inner city, I'm a thug, whatever kind of stuff. It's a very small.
Very
small.
That's a really good point. Absolutely. That's why I pick up that it's really good historically, but it is very, very limited. And you explained why, because it's a very small portion of the United States. It's like that little bitty inner city, but outside of that, you've got those little, yeah, you got it. Because I grew up in the state of Texas, and, you know, that's what you had there were these one after two after three little tiny towns with the mom and pop, and everybody knew each other, and, yeah.
I mean, that really is America. I mean, you know.
Yeah, it is.
Whether you like it or you don't like it, it's a neutral. It's just a fact. It's a neutral fact of our existence, yeah.
Well, why do you think that the rap, the inner city, gangsta, and all that kind of stuff, why is that so big then? What got that into the limelight, if it's really, you know, smaller than we think, which I agree with you.
I think one thing is, you know, anything you put in the media is going to be like, oh, that's the thing. Yeah, no, that's going to be the thing, when really it's really just a very, very, very small piece of what's going on. And then the other thing is, I think, you know, it's like, you know, why do people go to a movie theater and pay money to get the crap scared out of them, you know?
Yeah.
It's just, it's dangerous, and it's the unfamiliar, you know, and it's safe. You know, I can listen to it and I can enjoy it, but I don't really want to, you know, I really want to go and hang out with these guys and, you know, and be in that kind of thing for 5 minutes. But
yeah, it's the familiar. That probably is it right there, because I actually live quite inner city, so I hear a lot of rap. I hear a lot of people walking down the street rapping and in their cars and rapping. And, you know, get outside of the city, and it's a whole different world. And so, you know, when you look at the number of people that are doing that, but when you're living in it, you know, like, you tend to kind of get this boxed-in thinking, well, everyone is like that, but you're reminding me, uh-uh, most people really aren't, and they're not quite aware as much, you know, of maybe what rap music is really doing. But, you know, it's funny because I really think that music that lives on, like you want your music to, which I feel it will, is timeless music. You can't put it in a box. You can't say this is rock or this is hip-hop or whatever. But it has something that we're just not able to put into a word. And that, to me, is pretty much how music should be, just kind of a mystical experience instead of something that, but, you know, I'm not the bean counter, so gosh, you know, we need everybody. Somebody has to get your music out there. And somebody that counts the beans, they're going to be the ones that do it in the long run. And because they know how to market and they know those things. And I guess we just need all of it. I don't think there's a lot of musicians that might have been without those managers that were out there doing that thing, you know. Do y'all, like, have an agent or?
No, not at the moment. We're looking at some different people, and we're working on putting a team together, so that we can do some things, and not wind up in a situation that's like we don't know what's going on, and the thing is, like, you know, you need a manager, and then you need a lawyer for that manager, and then you need a lawyer for the lawyer who's looking at.
Yeah.
There's just a lot of things that you need to have in place, or you're gonna get ripped.
Yeah.
And we're very careful about protecting, like, what we've worked hard for, and.
Yeah, because if you don't, then it's so easy, you know, to let it go or something. I guess when you get down to that real childlike state where you're not scared of anybody taking it or whatever, but then when you see the reality that people do, you know, they're going to take it, put their name on it or whatever, it makes you a little more aware that if you don't take care of what it is, you know, and so forth, and somebody else will, and it may not have your name on it. I mean, I hear about people stealing music and all this kind of stuff. It's hard to believe that somebody would take somebody else's song or writing or whatever and put their name on it, but I guess they do, you know. I don't know. I'd kind of like to pretend that they don't, you know, that the world is a little more innocent than that, but perhaps not. I really want to tell y'all that I've enjoyed you tonight. I hope that whenever you get for a little bit more down the path, if you ever really decide, well, it's time to get out there and start touring or whatever, you give me a call or you get in touch with me, because I think I might be able to set you up somewhat in this area in San Fran, you know, if you go to L.A. area and you come up here and let people hear you. And maybe you might find that you have a few more fans up this way, which could add to your sales and also to help you, your career. And I would like right now to let you have some time to pretty much share with everyone out there that might be listening or downloading the show, which could be a lot of people, whatever you would like to pass on about your music, yourselves, your band, whatever.
Go ahead, David.
Go ahead, Caleb.
Don't do that to me. There's only two of you, so I can't get the other two. Where's Dan Morrow and Elon?
After you, David.
Well, if you don't want to, you certainly don't have to. Let's let that go. I think maybe.
I don't think there's a lot to, not a whole lot to say that we haven't said. I just think, you know, we're just.
Yeah, that's,
you know,
what I think. We kind of put it out there, and maybe better let it just kind of go as it is. Because basically, you got my attention. You said we are going to be the most well-known rock band on the earth, and I thought, you know, we do get our dreams, and if that is what they feel they're going to be that. So I thought, wow, these people are gutsy. They've got it where it is, and I need to get them on and let people know about them, the Blooms, B-L-O-O-M-S. So if you want to go, I actually have your MySpace written up here. It's www.myspace.com/ The Blooms, B-L-O-O-M-S.
Yeah.
And go ahead, give your website one more time.
It's thebloomsonline.com.
Thebloomsonline.com. And what I'm going to do is let, in the show, playing their song, The Blooms song, White Walls. And If I had had another one uploaded, I would put a new one on as well. But since that's the one I have, we're going to go out with that. And I hope that on Sunday next week, everyone will be here to welcome 13-year-old singing sensation from Australia, Amelia Bloom. And if you guys would call in and kind of cheer her on, and I think that would be great, so we can kind of get her out there. All right. Well, then let me go ahead and I'm going to get your song going again, White Waltz. And thank you guys so much. I really appreciate it. Tonight we've been talking to David Dean and Caleb Mayo. Am I right, Mayo?
That's it.
Of the Blooms. And thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Down as another red zone decay. A figurine of a Nazarene sweat. A neon cross of town, a silhouette. Illuminated, set all day. She lets her head on shades of silver so well. She keeps the records on the she knows so well. She promised her heaven and the gush of like hell. She's on it all. And she Dress, serenade, down as another red zone decay. A figurine of a Nazarene sweat, a neon cross, a town silhouette. Lemonade, said all day. She lets her head on shades of suburban somewhere. She keeps the records on the she knows so well. She promised her heaven and the cuffs she like hell.
I'd like to say thank you to the Blooms, the most famous rock band on earth. This is their dream, and their dream will come true. Our dreams come true, and we have to work at them, but they do come true. And I really enjoyed listening to White Walls. And you can find that piece by the Blooms on their MySpace by going to www.myspace.com/TheBlooms, B-L-O-O-M-S. Don't forget the S on the end. And again, the piece you just heard is White Walls. They're a four-member band, and somehow Destiny brought us together, and I'm really glad they did. I hope that you will support the Blooms and let them know how much you enjoyed hearing this show. As you archive it, you know, download it from the archives free of charge, I feel like the Blooms are the future in music, in that touring will be an era gone by, a dinosaur, and that touring will be done online, just as Blog Talk Radio has made it available for young people like the Blooms to touch millions all over the world. And as we move on into the next dimension, I hope everyone will also come next week and listen to the 13-year-old singing sensation, Amelia Bloom. No, she is not related to the Blooms, but her name is Amelia Bloom, and she will be on the Judy Joy Jones Show next Sunday, July the 6th. At 8 p.m., and that would be 8 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time. So check your time zones, and please lend a support to the youth, our youth, who will inherit our earth tomorrow. Amelia Bloom is absolutely amazing. You won't even believe what this 13-year-old can do. She writes her own music, and it just blew me away what I heard when they sent me the MP3 that I will play to open the show next week. She will be making her debut, so let's welcome Amelia, and let's encourage her to keep going and share with everybody that gift she has, and she does have a gift, just like the Blooms, who were gracious enough to be part of the Judy Joy Jones Show. I love you all, and thank you, Blog Talk, and thank you, Christy Sweet.